verse 3. Just one verse. All things, that is. It didn't say something. The manuscript said all things were made by, talk back to me, who?
Him.
All things were made by
him.
Him. And without him, it's in the Bible, was not, this thing got some kind of echo. If there's any kind of echo in there, take that out. And without him, it's right here in the Bible, was not anything made. That's right there. Without him was not anything made that was made. Amen. I want to talk about the work of the Word. The work of the Word. Say that with me. The work. Together. The work of the Word. You may be seated. The Bible boldly and profoundly declares that Yahushua made everything. We already studied the first couple of verses of this book, where we discovered in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with Yahweh. And the Word was Yahweh, our Elohim. We learn that the same Word that we're later going to discover became flesh and dwelt among us. We're going to learn that that same Word was in the beginning with Yah. And then today, it says all things, not some things. It says all things were made by him. He made all things. And without him, in other words, if there was no him, or if he didn't do it, then it would not have been made. There's nothing made that he, the Word, did not make. Here's a question. And I'm not going to keep you long, y'all. Y'all got to talk back to me. I'm going to take my seat. Listen to this. Here's a question. Watch it. Watch the question. It's a deep question. Why is there something rather than nothing? Why is there something, the existence of something, rather than just nothing? It's a great question of philosophy. And it's so funny that philosophers have argued and debated this thought of why there is something rather than nothing throughout the years, hundreds of years. And yet, right here, Yahushua reveals the answer through John. There's something because Yahweh used his word and spoke creation into existence. The believer's answer to that great question is Yahweh. There's something because Yah. If there is no Yah, then there is nothing. But because there is Yah, we have something. This is going to help you in life. By the way, let me salute the 12 tribes of Israel worldwide that will have to stand in these last and evil days, and the 144,000 preachers and prophets that will be prepared to preach during Jacob's trouble in these last days. I pray this message is a word of encouragement to you as you stand and proclaim Yah's truth. Number one, Yahweh, our Elohim, is eternal. Don't try to figure that out. Your brain will literally run out of breath and pass out from exhaustion trying to figure out how Yah has just always been. He just is. Matter of fact, his name is I Am. Ooh, I just don't know. I am that I am. I'm from everlasting to everlasting. He's eternal. And what we learned about this eternal Yah is that he has possessed an eternal word. This Yah that we serve, Yahweh, has always had his word. So as Yah is eternal, so is his word eternal. Yes. And because he's the creator, you do know your Bible, right? The first verse in the Bible says, in the beginning, God, which the word there is Elohim, created the heaven and earth. Since he is the creator, then it also means that his word is the creator of all things. May I say it like this? His word was the agent, if you please, of creation. But don't believe me. Turn in your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 1. And verse 10. And it reads, and thou, O Yahweh, our master, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of your hands. Amen. Quoting from Psalm 102 and verse 25. Creation was made by him, by the word. In this passage, John is stressing the work of the word. The word came here to do something. The word came here on mission. The word came here with a purpose. There's no accidental showing up of Yah's word. Can I get a witness here? Let me tell you what he did. He came here, the word of Yah came to planet Earth in order to reveal the Father, Yah. All right. We knew him, Yah, which in English people say God. We knew him sort of theologically. We knew him sort of conceptually. We knew him based on people talking about him and writing about him and hearing about him, but we never had a chance to literally see him in action until we received Yahushua, his word made flesh. Or may I say it like this, his word in a body. You still with me?
All right, all right.
And the first thing we see about his word, John says, I'm not going to talk about, John, I'm talking about the writer John. John said, I'm not going to deal with Bethlehem right now, although Bethlehem was important. I'm not going to deal with the angels who declared that peace on earth and goodwill toward men. I'm not going to talk about that. I'm not going to talk about Herod. I'm not going to talk about Mary and Joseph. I'm not going to talk about the little manger. No, what I want to talk about is something that the other writers have not yet talked about. I want to talk about his true divine origin and his true divine work. Because you do know Bethlehem is not the beginning of Yeshua. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word with God, was Yah. And just so you will never get it twisted, Zion, when you see Yahushua, you are not looking at a lesser God. I want you to really catch that. I really want you. You're not looking at another God. You're not looking at God Jr. Am I in the room yet? No. I've heard people say, well, there's a difference between God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Ghost. Okay, if you believe that, then you cannot believe verse 3 of St. John. Because when you open the Holy Bible in Genesis chapter 1, you discover unashamedly, unabashedly, and undeniably that it was Yahweh that created the heaven and the earth. So how then can John turn around and say, no, it was the Word that created the heaven and the earth? Because Yahweh and Yahweh's Word is the same.
Amen. Come on. That's it.
Not some things, y'all. All things
all right.
Were made by Him. I just like the way that sounds. I'm going to say it again because I like the way it sounds. All things were made by Him. Yahushua made all things. And without Him was not anything made that was made. So I don't pay too much attention to those old Gnostic Christians who always want to some kind of way figure out how God scientifically created the heaven and the earth by using some type of evolution plus, are y'all in here with me? Cohesion with spirits and creatures and beings and all kind of stuff. Any kind of word not to rely, any kind of philosophy, any kind of mindset the Christian church trying to come up with to try to make Yahushua a different God than Yahweh. It always trips me out because they say really what happens is that quote unquote Jesus, and I'm not using that name just to be using it, they say Jesus worked with the Father to make the heavens and the earth. No, that ain't what the Bible said.
Amen. Come on.
The Bible literally says that Yahushua made everything. Did you read it? Am I in the room? All things were made by Him. If Yahweh is the creator of heaven and earth, and all things were made by Him, and Yahushua says that John says, whose name is Yochanan, who says that Yahushua made everything, then you only really get one chance to get it right, Zion. Who is Yahushua? He's Yah. Yahushua is Yahweh in a human form.
Come on.
He's not a second God, not a lesser God. He is God. He is Yah in the flesh. And here is his first openly true attribute that we want to catch. He's the creator. Ooh, I like that. I like the fact that my Savior is the creator. Yeah, I don't want to live in a world of a Big Bang theory. I don't want to live in a world of chance. I don't want to live in a world of pure happenstance. I don't want to live in a world that's the random, chaotic selection of nature that is producing every day. I don't want to live in a world that is just here by accident. I don't want to live like that. I don't want to live not knowing Who watches over me? I don't want to live like that. When I plant an apple tree, I really want it to produce an apple, not a watermelon. I wish I had a witness here. I want the same creator. Amen. I want him to keep day, day, and night, night. I need him to keep the air regulated so I can breathe. I need him to keep the water molecules right so I can drink. I need him to keep time and seasons and dates. And I need him because, let me tell you something, if it's all an accident, we might stay in summer forever. We might stay in winter forever. But because we have a creator, we also know that our creator is involved in his creation. In other words, he didn't wind us up like some kind of clock and fling us into the universe and just let it run down. No, he made us. And then John says he created us and then became flesh and dwelt among us. Ain't no Big Bang Theory. Who came up with that? The devil. All things were made by him. Some of the ancients used to say part of the universe was made by good. And part of the universe was made by evil. That's the whole yin-yang principle. It's like the force of Star Wars, where the dark side with Vader, by the way, whose name is Father, which is funny anyway in Latin, but on the dark side is got its own creation, and then the light side has creation. You've got a big, huge war between that which is light and that which is dark, that which is good versus that which is evil. So that some people say that Yah made some things and the devil made some things, and they're fighting it out to see who's going to win when it's all said and done. Let me just cut right to the chase and let you know that is a lie from the devil himself. The devil is not on par with the Most High Yah. The devil has not created one thing. All things were made by, it's in your Bible, him. All right. Yeshua made everything. The only thing the devil could do was mess up some things that Yah had made. The work of creation is not a partnership. It's the product of one eternal being. That's why he said all things. Organic and inorganic. All things. Animate and inanimate. All things. Whether material or spiritual. Whether rational or irrational. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. That covers everything, Brother Chris. Everything.
Yes, sir.
Whatever has been made, he made it. I'm preaching, really tell you the truth. Whatever is made, he made it.
Yes, sir.
And whatever is still being made, he's making it. Can I get a witness? The universe had a beginning. The universe is not eternal. The universe itself originated, not by chance, not by joint authorship, but in the fiat of one supreme intelligence, Yahweh. It was in his mind, it was his thought, it was his desire. And he used Yahushua to do it. Again, we looked at Hebrews chapter 1, verse 10. But did we look at Revelation chapter 4, verse 11? Let's go there in the manuscript. As I said, we're in the last days, and we don't have to believe the preacher no more. We can open our Bibles and we can read it for ourselves. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 4 and verse 11 says this: Thou art worthy, O Yahweh, or O my master, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things. Do you hear the praise of the 24 elders that have fell down at the feet of the Most High Yah? You hear what they said? They said that thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure are and were created. We are here because he willed us to be here. The universe is here because he wanted a universe to be here. Therefore, we can infer three simple points, and I'll be out your way. Number one, Yahushua is older than the universe. I better say that again. I say Yahushua is older than the universe. I hear them always saying things like the universe is 600 billion years old. And then they turn around and say, but the Bible is only about, you know, maybe 2,000 years old. So how can we believe the Bible? Well, Yahushua. I wish I was in the room with a church full of folk who believe Yahushua is older than the universe. And let me help y'all so they don't throw you off. Yeshua is the master of time. Time does not dominate him. Time is a creation of his. Don't let them throw you off by telling you that the earth is 600 billion years old. It might be. But you do know he could make an earth that's 6 billion years old on day one. Yeah. Yeah. He can make a tree that's 7,000 years old on day one. In other words, when he made creation, if you read the record right, when he planted the trees, he didn't plant tree seeds. He planted full grown. Talk back to me. Y'all remember the record that said he spoke to the air and said, let the air bring forth winged fowl. You didn't see a bunch of eggs just fall on the ground and, you know what I'm saying? No. They were full-grown birds on day one. You get it?
Yeah.
He's the master of time. When he made Adam, it didn't take him 30 years to make Adam a 30-year-old man. No, when he formed Adam out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, the Bible said man became a living soul. He was a grown man on his birthday.
All right.
I sure wish y'all was in the room. Time does not control Yah. Yah controls time. And to prove it, there was a wedding at the feast of Canaan. The wine had ran out. Y'all remember the wine? I know this church, y'all kind of weird when you mention the word wine. Ain't no wine drinkers in the house. Nobody in here drinks wine at all. Wow, that's strange. Let me share something with you. Yahushua, no matter what the Christian church say, Yahushua turned water into wine, not into grape juice. I'm trying to help somebody. Why is that important, that it was actual wine? Because part of the miracle was the domination of time itself that proved that time doesn't control him. He could change water into wine, the fermentation process that normally takes months. He enabled it to operate in the matter of split seconds between pouring in and drawing out. And it wasn't just any old wine. The ruler of the feast said, this is the best wine. Matter of fact, he had a speech behind it. He said, attention, everybody. Attention. Excuse me, attention. Hold on. Hold on, I got to make a statement. Y'all be quiet. Shh, I got a statement to make. Everybody's like, what is wrong with him? And we're ready to go home. Said, most people, when they go to a feast, they put out the best stuff first. And then when the people have well drunk, y'all know what that means? Yeah. When they've had a few.
Yeah.
Why are y'all looking? It's the truth. He said, after that, they bring out the worst stuff. Because at that point, nobody can tell. He said, but something really strange has happened at this wedding. You all have saved the best to last. He proved that he is God, if you please. He's Yah over not only quantity, because that was the amount of wine, 280 gallons. He proved that he was God, watch this, over quality, because it was the best they had ever tasted. But he also proved he was Yah over chronology, time. So don't let them fool you. Yeshua is older than the universe. The worker must be older than his product. How old is the universe? Who cares? It can go back as far as you want to go back, but it can't go behind your Yeshua. If there be any truth in any geology, it'll tell you that this little globe was in existence before man appeared. Okay, that's cool, but it wasn't here before Yahushua. He was before all. Matter of fact, one of the writers says before time, he was in the bosom of the Father. That means the word has always been in the heart and the mind of Yah. Proverbs 8 verse 22 says, Yahweh possessed me in the beginning of his way. Ooh. Before his works of old, I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. When there was no depth, I was brought forth. When there was no fountain abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills, I was brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world, when he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the deep, I was there. When he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea its decree that the waters should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the fountains of the earth. In other words, my brothers and sisters, he was there in the beginning. Before one drop filled the ocean, he was there. Before one grain of sand settled on the seashore, he was there. Number two, Yeshua is older than the universe, but he's also greater than the universe. You do know every architect is greater than his building. Every author is greater than his book. Every artist is greater than his production. And Yahushua is greater than the universe. Oh, how man wishes to peer into the depths of the universe. He had Hubble telescopes peering out into the galaxies, and we all are in awe when we notice a new nebula, a new planet, a new form. But Yeshua is greater than the universe. We ought to wonder every time we pick up the Bible and see another glimpse of his glory. We ought to be in wonder, because he's greater than the universe. He's greater than the universe in extent. Astronomers tell us that our solar system, as compared to the centuries of systems that come within the view of our telescope on a bright and starry night, is as only one solitary leaf in a mighty forest. But what the strongest telescope discovers may be insignificant in proportion to that beyond the reach of our vision. But Yahushua, His being extends beyond the limits of the universe. The universe and all its parts are to him as atoms in a boundless sea of sunbeams. Yahweh is not within his universe. Yahweh is outside the universe. The universe cannot contain him. He contains the universe. He's greater than the universe. I told you in power and in force. Take all of the power of the universe, and Yahushua is greater than them all. Take every ounce of energy that the sun produces, and take all of humankind, put it together. My goodness gracious, if you were to harness all of the known energy in the world, it would never be able to compare to 1 ounce of the power of Yahushua. Because he made the universe. Thirdly, he's greater. Not only is he greater in extent and he's greater in force, he's greater in beauty. How lovely is this universe? Every part is crowded with beauty. It blooms. Look at the plants. It sparkles. Look at the minerals. The heavens and the earth are full of beauty, and all the beauty in the universe is but the effluence of his aesthetic nature. It's the touch of his hand. Anything that you believe is beautiful must pale in comparison to him, because he's the one that put the beauty in it. He gave the diamond its faucets. He gave the pearl its glow. He gave the flower its scent. Last but not least, you all have been so kind. Number 3, Yahushua is the owner of the universe. Production, watch this, gives the highest right to possession. Let me say that again. Production gives the highest right to possession. In our terms, simply this: if you make it, yeah, I don't care who wants to claim it, if you're the maker, then you have the highest right to claim that it's yours. One of the big fights going on in the music industry today is that the powers that be were taking the creative genius of artists, and they were selling the artists who made the song, or wrote the lyrics, or came up with the melody or the tone, that because you work for me, whatever you produce belongs to me. And so artists would work and become super famous and die absolutely broke. It has especially been true among the Hebrews in this nation, where the record owners and the record labels and the powers that be would wax wealthy, absolutely stinking wealthy. And the artist himself that came up with the song, that came up with the melody, and did all the performing, died broke. Well, there's a big fight going on now, because they're saying, how can another man own something that someone else has created? The war is going on right now. I don't know who's going to win that war, but that's not my business. I'm here to tell you something even greater than that. Yahushua made the universe, and it's still his. Or you can claim it if you want to, but I dare you to try to take it from him. Or I dare you to try to rule it. You can't handle it. Only he can uphold all things by the power of his word, based on Hebrews chapter 1 and verse and chapter 2. It's his world, my father's world, and I'm glad about it. He owns the universe, every star in the heavens. He owns every moon, every sun is his, and he controls it, and he knows it, and he calls them by name. Remind me of the atheist walking around talking to his son about atheism, telling him there is no God, son, and what you see here is what I have done, son. That's my house that we living in. I made that with my own hand. That's my car. I'll earn that car with my own hand. He took the little boy out to the park. He said, that park right there's got my name on it. That's my park. You see them swings them kids are swinging on? Those are my swings. It got late in the evening. He grabbed his son by the hand. They start walking home. The little boy looked up in the heaven and said, Daddy, Daddy. He said, yes, son. He said, which one of them stars did you put up there? Yahushua owns his creation. His world. Every creature belongs to him. Psalm 95 and 5, and I'm gone, says the sea is his. He made it. And his hands have formed it. Praise Yah. It's his heaven. Praise him, ye angels of his. He made you. Praise him, all you hosts, or army of his. He made you. Praise him, you sun and the moon. Praise him, you stars, to give light. Praise him, you heavens of heavens. You waters that be above the heavens, let them praise the name of Yahweh, for he commanded and they were created. He hath established them forever and ever. Yahushua made everything. He made a decree which shall not pass. The world, the word, as I said, is older than creation. Number two, as I said, the word is greater than creation. And in conclusion, the word is the owner of creation. One of the old songs they used to sing in my little country church, in a little country town when I was a little boy, was titled, He Did It All by Himself. That's what they sang in church. That's back in the day. They said, He did it all. And then somebody would say, He did it all by himself. And then you hear a sister say, He did it all. And they would repeat, say, He did it all. And then they say, by himself. And then somebody would holler, He hung the moon. And then the old deacon would say, Oh, well, and the. And they say, And the sun. And they say, Oh, yes, and the stars. In the sky, he did it all. Then they say, he did it all by himself. And then the verse went something like this. I'm closing, but my soul done got happy. The verse went something like this. Yah made the mountains, and Yah made the trees, and everything that swims in the sea. He made it all by himself. In the first book of the Bible, we see Yahweh at work. From the Genesis account, we see him working. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, or the Father, the Word, and the Ruach, are working, creating the universe. And then he said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. So therefore, man is also the creation of Yahweh, which means that Yahweh is older than man. It means that Yahushua is greater than man, but it also means that he's the owner of man. And being older than man and greater than man and the owner of man, yet on Golgotha's hill, we see him dying for man. How can the one that made us greater than us and owns us, why would he die for us? My brothers and my sisters, I'm still trying to understand it. I don't know why Yeshua loved me. I don't know why he cared. I don't know why he sacrificed his life, but I'm so glad. I'm glad he did. Every time I look at Calvary, I'm shocked. I can't understand. I can understand sheep that die for a shepherd, but I cannot understand a shepherd that will die for a sheep. I can understand subjects dying for their king, but I cannot understand the king dying for his subjects. I can understand, yes, the created dying for the creator, but I cannot understand the creator dying for his creation. But hallelujah, the record is the word of Yah died out on Calvary for your sins and mine, was buried in a borrowed tomb and got up early. Yes, the third day according to the scripture, he rose with all power in his hand. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that he loves me, and I'm so glad that he loves you. He gave his life. What more could he give? Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you and me. Hallelujah.